USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Weekly jobless claims dropped to 199,000, the lowest level in a half a century. The Labor Department announced the report Wednesday. Separately, the Commerce Department said that consumer spending increased by 1.3% in October, its fastest pace since March. Director of Investment Strategy, Chris Leyland.
The data point illustrates the strong demand for labor and the ongoing economic recovery. Remember, the more people that are employed, the more people are earning money, the more they can consume, the more businesses can reopen, all of which is positive for the economy.
British and French officials are blaming each other on Wednesday after 27 migrants died when their dinghy deflated as they made a crossing of the English Channel. The accident was the worst disaster on record involving migrants in the narrow seaway separating the two countries. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said he was shocked and appalled. USA Radio News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. Not only is it time for open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For the typical family, switching to MediShare saves about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people. Think what you could do with that. But if you join right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fee, so that's another $170 you'll save. And MediShare is really different. It's a community of Christians who share each other's healthcare bills. More than 400,000 people are members, and they've shared over $4 billion in medical bills. So, yes, they can handle your bills, too. This may be the time to make the switch. Join before November 30th for the additional savings. It's so easy to find out more. They're great to talk to. In fact, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Here's the number. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
An unidentified smuggler who sold copies of Netflix hit series Squid Game in North Korea has been sentenced to death by firing squad. That's according to Radio Free Asia. The man allegedly smuggled copies of the Korean language show on USB drives from China into North Korea. A student who bought one of the flash drives received a life sentence, while six others who watched the footage have been sentenced to 5 years of hard labor. President Biden has announced another hopeful appointment.
A potentially history-making appointment announced by the president at the White House on Wednesday.
Today I'm nominating Shalonda Young to be OMB director.
Currently acting director of Office of Management and Budget, Shalonda Young would be the first black woman to ever run the OMB if she's confirmed by the Senate. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Three Thanksgiving games in the National Football League today. Bears at Lions, Raiders at Cowboys, and Bills at Saints. First kickoff is at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater, on these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater, USA Classic Radio Theater.
Republican political consultant Roger Stone on Newsmax this week says the mostly partisan House Select Committee on January 6th is a witch hunt 2.0.
Well, I have until December 17th to give my formal response, and I will do that. But let me say right off the top, this is witch hunt 2.0. I mean, any assertion, claim, implication that I knew about or was involved in any way in the illegal activities at the Capitol or in Washington, D.C. on January 6th is categorically false. Wasn't on the ellipse. I did not march to the Capitol. I was not at the Capitol, and I literally know nothing about it. Now, I'm not allowed to speak about the specifics of the subpoena other than to say they focus on perfectly legal, constitutionally protected free speech and free assembly rights. Yes, I was in Washington on January 5th. Yes, I did urge supporters of the president to go there to peacefully protest the irregularities and anomalies in the election, which I think needed additional and further scrutiny. But no, I never urged anyone to hurt anyone that day or any other time. This is just a further effort by the Biden administration and the House Democrats to have a chilling effect on perfectly legal, constitutionally protected political activity.
Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. We are USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.